better?
Seems like it does anyway. I know it sounds, brings out the sounds more clearly than my tape recorder does. This is Hitachi. It's made in Japan, but it's real good, and I think it cost about $39 in the PX. Heck, it'd be about $50 or $60 if you buy it on the outside. I'm gonna box up some of my fatigues and send them home, these jungle fatigues. Pretty soon, I got more than I need. I'm gonna box them up and send them home. I can use them to go hunting in when I get home. I don't know exactly when the postal team here, they come about once a week. Now that's when you send all your packages home. During that once a week, when they're down here, I'll have to get me wrapped up. I got some Scotch tape. Maybe I can find some brown paper around here somewhere. Wrap it up, send it home. I won't send any shirts. I'll send some pants. I'm kind of short on shirts, but I got plenty of pants. Looks like it's going to rain this afternoon. It hadn't rained in a couple of days, so we're just about due a good one today. My rain barrel's getting pretty dry, too. I got a rain barrel that I catch, got a net over it, and I got this trough with it. When the water drains off the house, it goes in there. That's what I use to shave with. And sometimes I just take my pan and take a shower out there with it. Just take the pan and dump water all over me whenever I ain't got time to go up to the shower point. I guess I'll be here the rest of the time. The CO amended my orders. He put on the orders that he couldn't let me go, that he'd put somebody else on there. He put my old squad leader in my place. When I was in the 1st Platoon, my squad leader, he left and went to a security down at the headquarters, 3rd Brigade, down at Tan Anh. But he's still in the company. They just had him down there on security platoon. And they brought him back up here and sent him to the 4th or the 47th in my place. Boy, if he ever finds out, that he'll probably really be mad at me, because he had a good thing down there. If he ever finds out he replaced me, I'm left back up here and he's down there in that 47th. They go around on boats. They get off the boats and pull their operations, and then they live on the boats all the time, except they come in about once a month, I guess, come into their base camp down at Dongtown. We got some guys from 47th that came up here. Man, they really like it up here. They said this worst thing you can do is live on those boats all the time. Well, I want to break and go to chow. It's nearly about 12. Guys should be coming up here to leave me pretty soon. I'm gonna quit for now and finish it this afternoon.
Well, I didn't get to finish it that day. This is 2 days later, and both days we went out with the Arvins, trained them. I couldn't get that boy's tape recording out, so I'm working on mine. I'm gonna talk a little bit and then run it back, see if it's gonna do okay. I wrote you a letter tonight, but go ahead and say a little about this Arvin that got killed today. He was a platoon leader in the 1st Platoon, the Arvin 1st Platoon. Their platoon split up just like ours are, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and then they got a weapons platoon. And their 1st Platoon goes with our 1st, and they go off to the little place out in the rice paddies and sit there and have classes. We teach them way we do things, and they show us the way they do things. And we just got off the helicopter this morning. This platoon leader and his radio man walked across the dike. It's an intersection where one dike running north and south and one running east and west intersects. And hit one of our grenades at VC Alley. And messed him up pretty bad. He was alive though when he left, but before they got him to the hospital, he was dead. And his company commander, he said that he had defected from the north about 1955, and he was married and had 2 sons. So the company's going to take up a collection and give it to his wife. I guess that's about the least we can do. I don't think I'll go out tomorrow. I usually I go out whenever I want to, really. I go out more than anybody else, and then whenever I want to stay back, they'll let me stay back. So, really, there's 4 of us, and we're supposed to, 2 of us go out for 2 days, and then we stay in for 2 days. So, here lately, though, I've been going out pretty often because I missed a lot while I was sick. Them guys had a day. double up, so I've been going out just about every time they'd like to, so I can catch up, try to pay those guys back that went out in my place when I was sick. There's a lot of strong rumors around here lately that we'll probably get a 45-day drop. If I do, that'll put me back into last part of October. So if I do, I won't have but a little over 2 months left over here. Heck, that's getting so short, I even dream about it at night. I had a whole bunch of letters today, almost too many for me to answer. I got six new ones, and then I got three that were sent to the hospital. Just now got back to me. I think the Pony Express could probably do better than that. But once you get a letter over here going around, they send it all the way back to APO in Saigon, and it goes back to APO at Barracat. And all this takes a day or two. But it doesn't seem like it take as long as it did for that one to get here. And your tape today, you was asking about my pistol. I'm going to sell my pistol, I think, and because I'll have a hard time getting it back. I'd have to mail it. If they caught it in the mail, they'd probably bust me. And I can't afford that, so I'm going to probably sell it. These replacements over here, they buy stuff like that. I'll probably sell my tape recorder. It's according to how much I can carry with me. I don't want to put it in a duffel bag, because it'd probably get broke up. I'll carry a handbag with me and ship my duffel bags, whole baggage deal. They send it over. You just sort of like mailing it, I guess. It gets there after you do, but you take a little bag with you. So I got my radio and a few other things I have to take with me, right along with me. If I got room, I'll take my tape recorder. But I'm going to bring my radio with me. Heck, I think it's worth about $100 in the States. I paid $48 for it over here. It's a real nice one. I put it on FM and pick up all these helicopters. And all I sit over there and listen to, I can even pick up our frequency. I sit over there during the daytime and listen to our company out there in the field if they ain't too far out. So by that, you know that the VC over here, they can, if they know any English at all, they can listen to our transmissions all day long. Like, you can run across there and you'll hear people talking all over the bands. And then it's got two shortwave bands, and I pick up all the boats on the rivers from those. Well, I play it back, and you can really tell the difference where I was using that other boy's tape recorder and this, and I don't know, I guess maybe the points may be dirty on it or something. I'll have to take it down tomorrow and clean her up real good and see if it works any better. If it don't, I'll just go get me a new one. Because I got to have me a tape recorder, even though I ain't got a little over two months left. I use this tape recorder a whole lot. Tape music programs, stuff like that. And then when I'm up here on radio watch, when it's a bad time during the day for radio, I sit here and play my tape recorder. We keep training these artists like we do. Well, it won't be too bad. We don't go on any bad operations. I mean, you know, like going over some other brigade or something like that when they get in trouble. They don't bother us no more because we're training these Arvins. Today, a guy from division headquarters came down. Look over, he's the honcho over all the training of the Arvins. The whole division is doing it. But they pick out certain battalions to work it. And we keep on training them. We shouldn't get in too much more action, except maybe there's booby traps and stuff. There's a couple old VC left down in our area, and they keep setting booby traps. Hardly ever get shot at anymore, but they're doing the smart thing now. Instead of shooting us, they just set booby traps and then go set in their hammock. Watch us walk across there and blow them up. Got old Chinese grenades. They ain't too bad. They just put a few pieces of shrapnel in you, but here lately they've been somewhere or another getting our grenades, our M26, those brand new ones. They're about twice as powerful as those old pineapples they used to use in the two war and the Korean War. And you walk across them, they really mess you up. They take the fuse out, put a short fuse in it. That way you don't have no 5-second delay. Just as soon as you trip it, blows up. Either get right behind you if you're pretty close together. That's the reason we stress to keep spread out. You walk about 15 meters from each other, but we can't make those Arvins do it. I guess today was a good lesson for them, seeing one of the guys get messed up by it. We keep telling them when we're out there to keep spread out, not only for booby traps, but it's a good target for a sniper. If everybody's all bunched up, he can just shoot in the middle of them and it's bound to hit somebody. Alpha Company got a VC out on ambush the other night. They let him get right up on top of him. They opened up on him, but before they killed him, he was carrying an M79, one he'd got off of a Arvin or a US probably, and he shot it, but he was so close that it wasn't armed. See, that the M79 grenade launcher, the round has to go about 20 meters, well, not that far, about 10 meters before it's armed, before it's it'll go off. He shot it so close that it didn't go off, just bruised the old boy up a lot. But they got him, and they shot off a claymore, and wounded three. They found their blood trails, but they got that one. He had a homemade gas mask, M79, all kinds of good stuff.